अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञेय राधे। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माई हार्टली obeisance in the lotus feet of my paramaradhyatam guru pad padma nitya lila pravishtam vishnu pad astotas ismad bhakti pragyan kesava goswami maharaj, same in the lotus feet of my shiksha guru nitya lila pravishtam vishnu pad ismad bhakti vedan swami maharaj, my dear all brahmachari sannyasi brahmachari vaishnav and vaishnavi gan. Today we finished Rara Malanda Sambad. After that court festival also we discussed. Now after court festival, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan, but he told, "I will go alone." But Raya Ramanand, Sarup Damodar and others, Sarva Bhattacharya told, "Oh, better you should take any one Brahmin who will cook for you, he can bake for you, who can take out dand kambandalu, it will be better." Mahaprabhu accepted, but he told that not among my associates, it should be other from my issues, otherwise one will be happy and others will be unhappy. Oh, they agreed and they gave him Balbhadracharya and also a Brahmin who will take dand and everything. So two Brahmins he took and went in Jharikhand path. Jharikhand path is one path, tigers, bears, deers, bears, so many wildly animals there. But Mahaprabhu was going and tigers and even touched by him, oh, they used to stand on 2 feet and Krishna, Krishna. Once Mahaprabhu was taking bath in a kund, sarovar, and a group of elephant came, mad elephants, and Mahaprabhu took the water from the pond, and Krishna, Krishna, and they began to do Krishna, Krishna. जहाँ प्रेम आई से जहाँ दूरदर्शन
एमन दयालु प्रभु नाही त्रिभुवने कृष्ण प्रेम जन्मा जार दूरदर्शन
देयर इज नो वन सो मर्सीफुल दैट एनीवन वेरी फ्रॉम वेरी फार अवे एंड ही विल टेक दर्शन ऑफ महाप्रभु एंड ही विल बी मैड आफ्टर प्रेम। वंस महाप्रभु वाज गोइंग ए ग्रुप ऑफ डियर्स elephants, tigers, lions, oh, they were coming together all, kissing each other. Huh? And Balbhadracharya was seeing this scene. And they did not care that tiger will kill me and eat me. In this way, Mahaprabhu came to Varanasi, and after Varanasi he went to Vrindavan. First he went to Mathura, took bath in Vishramghat, and then he went to Vrindavan. And from Vrindavan he went to 12
forest.
Prominent forest of Vrindavan. And everywhere, oh, some birds, a pair of birds, what name?
Sukhsari.
Shuk and Sari. Oh. His pair also.
Parrot and sea parrot.
And then this parrot was glorifying Krishna. And Sari, the female
sea parrot.
She was glorifying Radhika. Krishna is very beautiful. And Sarika was telling, my Radhika is most beautiful. Then he told,
my Krishna lifted Giriraj Govardhan.
Oh, Giriraj. Oh, only by the power of my Radhika, otherwise he cannot do.
And Sarika said, my Krishna Madan Mohan.
Krishna is Madan Mohan. But Sarika told,
then my Radhika left side then.
If Radhika is the left side of
Krishna,
then otherwise Madan Mohit. So in this,
Krishna has peacock feather on
my feather on his head. Oh, because it will go in the feet of Radhika. So very wonderful. Mahaprabhu became very happy to hear this. In this each, everywhere, Bhandirbar, Nandagaon, Barsana, Govardhan, and he used to be like totally mad in prayer. After that, Mahaprabhu thought, I cannot live here more than this. Why? Otherwise, when I will go to Govardhan, Jamunapuli, and I will be totally mad, and I will be that I am Krishna. So better to give up this place. And then Balbhadracharya and that Brahmin took him, and they went to throw sorrow to Prayag. In the meantime, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami has left their homes. Rupa Goswami went to his place where Jiva Goswami was a little boy and other, and he distributed half of the money to the Brahmin, and half he gave to his parivar,
relatives,
so that they should nourish and do Jiva Goswami. And then he returned back. And he wrote a letter to Sanatan Goswami, I am going anyhow, giving bribe to that
jailer,
you should come out very soon. So he did all these things and came in Prayag. In the meantime, Mahaprabhu was returning from Prayag, from Vrindavan. And then there are so many things to tell, but we are going in brief because only one day we have. So Mahaprabhu wanted to inspire bhakti rush, but it is like ocean. He told Rupa Goswami, I am giving you only one drop of that rush, and you should take it by my mercy. You should take it in your heart. And then Mahaprabhu began to speak, and Brajanath will speak. Second party, Rupa Goswami. Er pore ta je bolbe na. Er pore Gopi Bhav ityadi ache ur madhye. Tumi bolbo.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Namo Vishnu Padaya. Radhika Yadne Sishima Bhakti Devanta Shikharayana Goswami Dikamye. Sitetamina Vishnu Saptamina Kutare Swayam Nara Dhamna Jirati Swadana Dikamye. Vajjakalpatarupyasya Kripa Sindhu Vedhaja Patitanam Pavanityo Vaishnavekyo Namo Namah. First of all, I offer my unlimited love, pranam, love, seed of my spiritual master, Om Vishnupada Param Sapari Rakshari Ashri Srima Bhaktivedan Prasivanarayan Goswami Maharaj. Secondly, I offer my same unlimited love, pranam to my Param Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Prakyankeshu Goswami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Hiram Goswami Maharaj, all the acharyas in our Prabhu, and also I offer my unlimited number of pranam to the Vidandi Gan, senior Vaishnavas, uncles, aunties, Vaishnavis, guests, brothers and sisters who have come here to hear Harikatha from the Lord's lips of Srila Gurudev. Srila Gurudev ordered me to speak on the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami Pada. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we heard just now, met with Sri Rupa Goswami in Prayag. That is where he gave Sri Rupa Goswami the instructions how to benefit the whole world. Sri Rupa Goswami, he is the topmost, most dear and near associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Kavikarna Pur, he has glorified Srila Rupa Goswami in a beautiful verse. Like Bengali is not my home language, so I will a little help here. Priya Swarupe Daita Swarupe Prema Swarupe Sahaja Virupe Nijarupe Pramuneka Rupe Tata Narupe Swavila Swarupe. Very beautiful. Srila Rupa Goswami is most near and dearest friend with Sri Swarupa Damodara. Yeah. He is so intimate with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he is the embodiment of the extended love which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to distribute to the whole world. Not only that, his form is so beautiful, it resembles the beautiful form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he exactly followed the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's like none different from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And with his beautiful writings, he described the sweet pastimes of Sri Rasisi Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan in such detail that it is so attractive and easily available for the living entities like us, especially when we receive the guidance of the dearmost follower of Srila Rupa Goswami, our beloved Gurudev. Without him, we could not even dream of entering this area. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he explained to Srila Rupa Goswami that in this material universe, there are unlimited living entities, and they manifest in 8,400,000 different species. Srila Damodara Das can help me. 1,100,000 living entities, living species in the water. 900,000 in the water. And 1,100,000 insects and reptiles. 2,000,000 trees and plants. And 3,000,000 four-legged quadrupeds animals. And then 400,000 living species, different species, the human species. And in those human species, we always repeatedly be reminded Vishnugurudev and our previous acharyas and all Vaishnavas, that a human species is very, very rare. It is a great gift from Sri Krishna to realize what is our relationship with Him. So in those 400,000 different species, it is very rare that one takes to the path of liberation, searching for answers to the prime questions of life. Who am I? Why am I suffering? What is this world all about? And who is God? Many, many seekers. They are looking for answers. And amongst them, there are those who seek to receive fruitive results or mystic power, or they want liberation, and they are never at peace. It is said that only the devotee of Krishna, he is peaceful. Krishna bhakta nishkam ate eva shanta bhukti mukti sirikami sakara asanta. They are all restless. Those who search for liberation, for bhukti sense enjoyment, or for siddhi, any mystic power, that by performance of activities related to the transcendental Lord, I will obtain some power over others, the position in this world. So they can never be restless. Only a devotee of Krishna is completely peaceful at heart, because he doesn't want anything in this world. He only wants to please his beloved Lord. Then, amongst those, it is said by Śrīla Caitanya Mahāprabhu in this dialogue with Śrīla Prabhupāda Swami, out of those, Brahmanda Brahmite, Kongi Bhagavan Ji, Guru Krishna Prasāde Vāri Bhakti Lata Bhīj. After traveling in this universe for countless, uncountable lifetimes, finally we have arrived in the human form of life. And if one is extremely fortunate, he will meet the bona fide spiritual master, the representative of Sri Krishna, and he will receive, or she will receive, the seed of bhakti, bhakti lata bij. Any contact with the pure devotee of Krishna, it will ignite that relationship which is dormant. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sarakabha Noi Shabha Nishubhutita Kali Yoga Noi. Within the hearts of all living entities, the potency to develop a beautiful, spontaneous, loving relationship with Sri Krishna. That potency is dormant, and it will only be ignited by with the transcendental potency coming from the lotus lips, the emanations from the pure Vaishnava. So if we are so fortunate to receive the association of Krishna's pure devotee, then and then only that seed of bhakti will start to sprout within the heart. And how to look after that seed? Here it is beautifully explained in this dialogue that now Caitanya Mahāprabhu is saying, you have received the seed of bhakti, the living entity has received the seed of bhakti. So all of us are in that position. We have all received the seed of bhakti. So what is next? All of us go to Gurudev, Gurudev, what shall I do? Please tell me, what service can I do? And Sri Gurudev answering, the best service is to hear and chant the glories of the holy name, pastimes, to remember those very pastimes, and thus continue to water your bhakti lata. You have to become the gardener.
What is she?
The desire to serve Krishna. Krishna sevana, seva vasana. If we...
Outer symptom?
Outer symptom is that we have no other interest in this world other than only to perform activities which are
favorable. Oh, Saranagati is... Saranagati and desire to serve Krishna. Krishna Seva Vasana. In what way I will serve Krishna? My life will be successful.
And externally Shraddha.
What is Shraddha? Khanda khanda jadi jaya deh mo pran. Tomu ami badane na chariya. If and when anyone will cut me pieces, but yet I cannot
give up chanting Hari
name. Like Haridas Thakur. So you should consider you in what stage you are. Go on.
The report says. Yeah.
Then this creeper.
Unless we accept the responsibility of gardener, the creeper will not sprout. Yeah? There will be no leaves and it will not grow. So this process, Malihane Kwase Bija Aupan, Shapanam Kirtanam Jare Koya Sekhan. Because the gardener, and by hearing and chanting, water, that seed which is within our heart. If there is a little seed planted within the soil and there is no gardener to look after, giving regular water, protected from the sun, from the winds, then seed cannot sprout and it cannot develop into a beautiful creeper. So next, if we grow that creeper within our heart, it is of the most essential importance that we remain in Sarasanga. Asat Sangha Chakra. Give up the association of non-devotees. If we associate with those who are not interested in Krishna Bhakti, we are bound to become affected by their qualities. And our creeper will not blossom, it will not sprout. This is golden rule. Always be in Sadhu Sangha. And then in Sadhu Sangha only, it is like a protection. We will be always safeguarded. From what? Yeah. From Vaishnava Aparana. As soon as we wander away from Sadhu Sangha, our mind, our mouth will start to speak things which are not favorable for the growth, the blossoming of our creeper. And we can find so many excuses to give up Sadhu Sangha. But never ever should we give in to that. Always remain Sadhu Sangha and thus protect the creeper of our bhakti. And very soon, leaves will manifest. Keshapni Shubha Mokshana Guttukrit Sadhunava Sandhananavi says Atma Krishna Akarshani Chasha. Two leaves will manifest when we are remaining in Sadhu Sangha and we engage in that process, watering the creeper, the seed, by performing sadhana bhakti. What is sadhana bhakti? Priti sadhya bhajat sadhya bhavasa sadhana vidha nitya siddha sabhavasya parkat yam priti sadhya. So this process of sadhana bhakti, what is it? To remain in Sadhu Sangha and cultivate the process of hearing and chanting, always be on the guidance of Sri Guru. Hear from him. If we think, oh Gurudev, I need a Siksha Guru, even you are present, but I cannot always associate with you. Please give me advice. Gurudev, I am your Siksha Guru. Diksha Guru, Siksha Guru. I give you in my books, my lectures, everything. You can write even telephone. If you don't believe Gurudev's letter, call up. Speak directly to Gurudev. Gurudev is so merciful. Our all in all is Sri Guru. And by his mercy only will we advance and our people will gradually manifest. When we attain this great fortune to be always in Sadhu Sangha and our creeper is growing, Chitakarma Prabhupada, and then these two leaves, Prejakni and Supada, they will manifest all in all anattas, all they will disappear. We will easily overcome all our obstacles. If we question with them, how can I overcome my obstacles? Lift them in. Come to Braja at the time of Rati. Come to Navadi by the time of Navadi Parikrama. Be in Sandha Sangha. These are like injections which will keep us healthy throughout the year. Not only that, Guru is traveling everywhere. If we water our bhakti paper by being always in Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha means come close and hear. Don't sit far away and one ear out, one ear in. Be always very close and hear Harikatha.
Then,
all these
Jami Uthe Upasakha. Sukhi Bhata, explain this.
Then, Jati Vaishnava Aparat, Ute Hati Mahatir, Asat Sangha Chaga, E Vaishnava Chaga. This is the behavior of the Vaishnava. He's very careful not to commit Vaishnava Aparat. Why do you see something wrong in the Vaishnava?
Yeah? Like first, define Jadi Upasakha Uge Tabe. Upasaka, what is Upasaka?
Nisidachar, Koti, Hati, Jiva, Nisana, Lava Puja, Pratishthade, Yata Upasaka. There are weeds. If we water the creeper, weeds will also manifest around the creeper. And those weeds, they look exactly like the creeper. And if we water them, it looks like we have many creepers, but they will actually choke the main creeper. We have to be very, very careful and always accept guidance from Sri Guru and senior Vaishnavas to get rid of those weeds. What are those weeds? Yeah. They are that our behavior is like diplomatic. Yeah. Kuti Nata.
La Puja Pratishtha.
La Puja, that is that we want worship,
name and fame,
and
Jeevahimsa,
doing violence to others. So if we are looking in our hearts, if I look in my heart, I see all these qualities are there. Yeah? And I'm offering them by healing and chanting. I'm very eager to gossip and be diplomatic, yeah? And do give fame to others. So how to overcome this? We cannot say I am perfect from the beginning. We have to be always very near and dear to Sri Guru and Sri Bhaktas. And request them, beg them, please help me get rid of these weeds. And then we will see gradually, the weeds will become less and the creeper starts to sprout. And these beautiful qualities start to manifest. Things will become very auspicious. And we won't have any difficulty. And we will always be happy, engaged. And with more and more desire, we will want to serve Sri Krishna under the guidance of Sri Guru and Vaishnavas.
Thank you. Then creeper goes to beyond this world, Vaikuntha, and more up. Ajodhya, Dwarka, Mathura and Vrindavan. More Krishna Kalpa Briksha. Krishna lotus feet is like Kalpa Briksha.
Desire tree.
And then it reaches. And also up to Gopi's Madhur Rash with Krishna in Vrindavan. And there that fruit is totally
ripe
and become only rush,
only full of juice,
nothing other thing, unwanted thing, no chilka, gutli,
and no seed, no string.
And from there, that fruit comes to this world where sadhak is, and sadhak takes it and tastes and become full of happiness. And after that, taking the help of
the creeper.
That creeper. Oh, see that sadhak essence, and he goes beyond Vaikuntha, Dwarka, Mathura, Golok, and Krishna Vrindavan on the lotus feet of Krishna, and he received the service of Krishna. Moreover, he becomes the Radha Dasi, like Manjari, Rup Manjari, Rati Mandari. Oh, this is the last fruit of this creeper. So you should try to waterize that lata and be like bhakti creeper, and sitting here you will taste how
every day have to chant and chant Gayatri mantra.
After that Mahaprabhu continued and Bal Bharaj will speak. Jol khai lot to
Om Agnyam Rasya Gyananyam Svapaya Chakrunitam Jena Tasmai Sikuravimam Guruvayu Prasakraya Radhikavi Tadavi Krishnaya Krishna Bhattaya Sarvattaya Namun Banchaya Patatrasya Kripa Sindhu Vayeta Adhikana Kavipu Vaisame Punam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Sri Gaurava
Sanatana Goswami Goswami
Mary
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
in
anywhere in Bengal. And the life of Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, how he left this, came out from the prison, all these things.
I can think I'm able to forward.
You cannot.
No.
And then what you will tell?
I can think about it. But
can you narrate the story that Krishna Mahaprabhu met with Rup Sanatan in Ramkeli, and after that how Sanatan came out of prison and met in Mahaprabhu to Varanasi? You should first tell and then after
this. Made with Rupa Goswami in prayer. At that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave all his treasure of heart in the heart of Rupa Goswami Pada. And thus we have Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, look, I am giving one drop of the prema rasa, for thus you taste these things. We have, how we will attain our supreme goal? That is called Premonathu Jaras. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told the Rup Sadhaka, in this material world, he is practicing bhajan and sadhana under guidance of genuine bona fide guru. But his bhakti lata, the creeper of bhakti lata, going to go to Vrindavan. Pray for Pati Boye
Mali
Asadhoi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself explained, this prem is going there for Vrindavan, still sadhak in this material world, and that prem fall just is coming down from Guru Vrindavan and his destiny. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued explaining, Kalikata prem. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no one can discuss about the confidence of things, Kalikata prem. Rupa Goswami Pada realized the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Krishna Sri Radha very clearly explained what is the prem, this thing. And Rupa Goswami Pada, very scientific way, he also gives a definition about prem in his unprecedented book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And so Sri Radha Goswami Pada very nicely and elaborately discussed about this verse, Anna Vilas Rasanna, Kena Prabhati But in others, it will কাজ মামা দুসরা স্থায়ী ভাব হলেন পাঁচশ ভাব শুভ শ্রীরাম যে স্থায়ী ভাব হলেন সত্য ভাব হ্যাঁ কবি যার স্থায়ী ভাব হলেন মাধুর্য ভাব ঐশ্বর্য দেখিল না না ঐশ্বর্য দেখিল না মানে ঐশ্বর্য এই কৃষ্ণ ম্যানিফেস্টে হিজ অপুলেন্স দেয়ার দেয়ার মাইন্ড সেভার হেজিটেট দেয়ার ভাব ইজ অলওয়েজ ফিক্স ইজ লাইক উই হার্ট জাস্ট লাইক গিভ দিস এক্সাম্পল যে মাধুর্য
Krishna, your father has only nine legs. So you will not have a
Krishna will be very happy. Rupa Goswami Pada, they clearly explain how Krishna Just as you're saying, Mustafa Prabhu is Mahurjo Bhav. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, how is Mahurjo Bhav in there? Visiting Krishna. Oh, it is just as you're saying, Rasa dance with Gopis. Our Goswami, so Sanatana Prabhu Bhav explained, what is Krishna's Arjuna Bhav? Krishna Dekhe Vasa Rattam Arvila Narvakuta Rasal.
Mathura, that is called Purna, more complete.
what is the process of having this madhurya ras?
What is the process to achieve the
madhurya ras? Madhurya ras, how is it attained to madhurya ras? যে চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু করেছিলেন এক্সেন দৃষ্টি কোন ভাগ্যে কোন দিকে শ্রদ্ধা যদি হয় তবে সেই যে সাধুসঙ্গ করার সাধুসঙ্গ হইতে হয় মহাপরিবৃত্তি অনাপরিবৃত্তি হইতে হয় নিষ্ঠা
নো নো নট সো প্রলং হাউ টু রিসিভ দিস মাধুর্য ভাব
সাধন Run!
Thank you. Thank you. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, very briefly, I have told you all these Ras Tattva. You should write more elaborately. And he inspired in Rupa Goswami's heart. And thus he wrote Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and especially Madhurya Ras he explained in Ujjwal Neen Mani. Ujjwal Neen Mani, who is Ujjwal Neen Mani?
Krishna himself.
Krishna and his Gopi Bhav. Gopis moved to serve Krishna. It is more Ujjwal. So he wrote with examples in a very simple way, he wrote all these things. And then he told, oh Rup, now Rup told that I want to be with you to Jagannath Puri. Mahaprabhu told, he said, return, you should go to Vrindavan. And after Vrindavan, you can come there. And then Mahaprabhu proceeded in Varanasi. And he reached Varanasi and he was in the house of Tapan Mishra there. And how Sanatan Goswami met him? Oh, no, Vishnu, Suddhadvaita. We are speaking very brief, otherwise it will go 3, 4, 5 days. Oh, today is drama also.
He said that the life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is our emotional nectar, only a drop of which can fully satisfy the mind and the ego. We have been hearing from those who are good there and from the devotees, beautiful stories. But we are asking how Mahaprabhu met with, rather how Santan Vishnu met with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Varanasi. Previously, before going to Vrindavan, Mahaprabhu wanted to go. If you remember, reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the beginning of Madhya Linda, we have one great devotee, Vishnukananda Parachari. He heard Mahaprabhu is going to Vrindavan. So mentally, he started to decorate the
road
with beautiful line of trees and bushes, flower bushes, lakes, ponds, nice grass. It's very beautiful, you know, birds and swans going there. And suddenly in his mind, he couldn't go further than a certain place. And he said, oh, Mahaprabhu did not go further than Kaila Natasha. And as a matter of fact, Mahaprabhu was going in that direction. When he came there, next to Kaila Natasha is one place called Ramkeli. In Ramkeli, Rupa Sanatana were living in that area. Mahaprabhu stayed in the house of Brahmin Vidyavishastati. And so many crowds of people came to see him. Huge, huge crowds. Wherever he was going, they were following him. They would take the dust from where he was putting his holy feet, making even holes in the ground. Thousands of people following him. He came to the house of that Brahmin. And then those two brothers, who were high-level ministers, personal secretary and minister of Mahavishesha, who then the Muslim ruler of Bengal. They came with cloth around the neck and then throwing within their teeth. And they bow down, giving full obeisances. And then very humbly he folded hands and said, oh, we have come from abominable background. We are born in a very low family. Our associates are very low. We are the lowest, but we have heard of the ways of your mercy. Please. Mahaprabhu, when he heard, he said, please. Stop. Your humility is melting my heart. Please stop speaking languages. Then he said, you two are my eternal servants, my eternal associates. very soon the Lord will deliver you. They had written to him previously a letter begging instead of their situation. So in great affection, the Lord took them by hand. Then he told them, very quickly the Lord will deliver you. After he left, he went back to Puri. Because they advised him, Satan Goswami said, it is not very proper to go to Vrindavan with so many big crowds following you. It will spoil your mood in your pilgrimage. Better go another time with not so many people. Mahaprabhu listened to them and went back to Puri. Then Rupa Goswami gave his resignation from the governor. And his brother Sanatan pretended to be sick. He stayed in his house and he hired many Brahmins and he was hearing from them Srimad Bhagavatam. Now King Vishesha was depending on them, they were his right and left hand man, so to speak. So after some time he was very furious, what's happening? One has given up his post and the other one says sick. So he sent someone to the house of Sanatan Goswami, so he's not sick at all. Was reported to him. He's only pretending to be sick and he's listening to Srimad Bhagavatam. So when he went, he personally went there and said, what are you doing? You are made power yourselves. Only with you I can conquer and destroy Orissa. Of course, Sanatan Goswami is a great Vaishnava, didn't want that to happen. He didn't have no power to do with it. And also he wanted to be with Mahaprabhu. So he didn't protest and he said, no, I will not follow your order, I will not serve you anymore. Vishnusha threw him in jail. He was not in jail. Now you remember
what they said just before?
Rupa Goswami had resigned and he shared his wealth, gave half to the Brahmins, half to his relatives for the keep of Jiva Goswami and their own welfare, and the last quarter he cared for emergencies. When he heard that his brother was in jail, he wrote him a note in code language saying, actually, I have kept 10,000 golden coins with a merchant. Now, you can hide some other, convince your jailkeeper to let you go. So Sanatan Goswami was very respected by everyone, including the jailkeeper, who was a high post minister. So he started to speak very sweetly to the jailkeeper. Oh, please let me go. He said, oh, if I let you go, my head will be cut. He said, no, you're a very great saint, I know. You're a very pious person. You're like a peer, you're like a Muslim saint. I just want to go to Hajj. I want to go to Mecca in pilgrimage. So if you help me, you will get also benefit. And if the 10,000 golden coins can help convince you, maybe that's possible. So the jailkeeper became very greedy and accepted the bribe. And he said, Sanatan Goswami said, you just have to pretend that you took me outside to answer the next call, and somehow there I jumped in the Ganga with my shackles, and I drowned and you couldn't see me anymore. So this happened like that. Sanatan Goswami left, and one of his servants, Isha, followed him, and he was carrying some gold coins, as everyone knows the story. They were crossing the mountain, a very dangerous place. And they came one night to one inn. And in that inn, there was one very smart person, an astrologer. He knew by his calculation, he has those 8 gold coins. So he was thinking, that night I will kill him and I will get the gold. Sanatan Goswami was a pure devotee, was inspired by the Lord. There's something wrong with your servant. So he went to the servant and said, are you carrying death with you? Are you carrying gold? He said, yes, I have 7 coins. Oh, please give them to me. So he took the 7 coins and went to the innkeeper and said, please help me cross the mountain. This is 7 gold coins. When he saw this, the innkeeper was saying, actually I knew you had 8 gold coins and I wanted to kill you tonight, but you were so kindly offered this gold. I will help you with my men to cross over. So he did. The next day, Sanatan Goswami told Isha, you told me that you had 7 gold coins. Actually, you have 1 more left, so that you have 8. He said, yes, well, take it and go back to your house. Somehow or another, Sanatan Goswami went to Varanasi. And on the way, long way, his beard started to grow and his clothes were all torn. He came at the house of Chandrasekhar, the Tapa Mishra. where Mahaprabhu was staying inside. Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord, he knows everything, especially about his dear servants. So he told Chandrasekhar, there is a great devotee, he's just at the door, go and get him. At that time, he went out and he saw this urchin, looking like a Muslim beggar, like a darvish. He said, no, there's only one Muslim beggar at the door. Yes, yes, I see him, bring him inside. So Mahaprabhu got him inside and, Sarada Goswami bought his feet. Mahaprabhu told him, oh, you go and shave, clean, behave like a
I want to see all. I see so much, so many have bear, someone have some, nothing, no tiki at all. Even in Brahmacharya and those who are preachers, I see no Sikha, but we'll have to do. This is Bhadravesh. Go on.
Then Mahaprabhu welcomed his old servant and Chandrasekhar, he went to take a bath, he shared it with Bhadra. And he begged from Chandrasekhar, who was also there, some old cloth. So he came back in front of Mahaprabhu, very clean, clean shave, shaven head, shaven beard, and wearing this, he has some vesh, but he had a very beautiful costly shawl on his shoulder. And Mahaprabhu was looking at him and looking at his shawl, and started to understand, maybe he's appreciated that I shaved myself, but he doesn't like the shawl I have kept. So he went to the Ganga, and he found some sadhu there, some beggar, with a very old torn quilt. And he said, please, give me your quilt against my child. Are you waiting in front of me? I'm a poor man, why are you mocking me? No, I'm serious, please give me your quilt. I'll trade it for them. So quite forcibly, he took away the torn quilt and gave me his child. And he came back with his torn quilt on the shoulder. Then Mahaprabhu said, oh, you have given up your life attachment. Very good, I'm very pleased with you. After that, as we know, Mahaprabhu instructed him on Dasha Shamedha Ghat, on the Ghat next to the Ganga. And this is Sanatana Siksha. I am not the speaker of this Ghatana, from Chakrapata Vidyasya, the present here.
After that, Sanatana Goswami asked him, Prabhu, I don't know who I am. And then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to give him Sambandha Gyan, Avidheya Gyan and Prayojan. Vishnu Maharaj will speak.
Pumyana Kimirandasya Vyanjana Salakaya Chakshuru Mulikam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukham Karoti Vacharam Pamvarangayate Girim
Drama players should be ready.
So today, hearing something about Sanatana Shiksha, the instruction given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatana Goswami. So Sanatana Goswami very humbly inquired to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ke ami keno jayapate trak, iha nahi jani keno hita hoy. The Hey Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who am I? I don't know who I am. Keno jayapate trak, why am I experiencing the three types of suffering in this world? But I don't know, over here I don't know what is the benefit for me. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you are a great Vaishnava. All these things are realized by you. You are not experiencing the suffering of the threefold miseries, known as Adhyatmika, Adhidaivata, and Adhibhautika. Suffering which comes from other people, So many mosquitoes, so many animals, so many different people causing suffering to us,
Speak clearly what you want to tell. I could not understand.
Hare Krishna.
Little slow. Don't go so fast like Damodar Maharaj.
So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying to Sanatana Goswami that he is not experiencing these threefold miseries, the three types of suffering. The three types of suffering are adi-atmika, or suffering that comes from one's own mind or oneself. Achahi param dukam nirasha sadasukha. Well, the cause of our suffering is we have so many desires. There's so many things that we want, but these things are not fulfilled. When we do not get our desires, then so much suffering is there, so much mental tension and stress. So this is one of the types of sufferings. Adi-atmika, or suffering that comes from our own mind. The next type of suffering, which Srila Sanatana Goswami is talking about, is adi-daivika. Adi-daivika is the suffering which comes from the devatas, or the demigods. Like, it's too cold, it's too hot, sunburns, typhoons, tsunamis, earthquakes, so many different things that happen from the demigods that are out of our control. Then the other type of suffering is called adi-bhautika, or suffering which comes from other living entities, from mosquitoes, from robbers, from thieves, so many different types of sufferings that come. So Srila Sanatana Goswami asks Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first, who am I, and why are we experiencing these types of suffering, and what is the greatest benefit, what is our ultimate heat, or kalyan, benefits for the conditioned souls? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied that Jivana Swarup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das, Krishna Tatasna Shakti Veda Veda Prakas. That Jivana Swarup Hoy, the Swarup, or the eternal constitutional position. Swarup means self, self, Rup means form. So Swarup means original form. So Jivana Swarup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das, the eternal constitutional position or form of this jiva is, or the spirit soul is Krishna Nitya Das. He is the eternal servant of Sri Krishna. And where does he come from? He comes Krishna Tatasta Shakti Veda Veda Prakash. He is the part and parcel of Krishna. And he comes, he's a manifestation of Tatasta Shakti, or the marginal potency. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further went to explain, how are we the Veda Veda Prakash? How are we the part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna? Shunakshu Kiran, the example is given like the particle in the ray of the sun. We see sometimes there might be the sun shining and there's a ray of light coming through the window, and inside you can see small little particles floating around in this. In Shastra, this is explained to be a particle of light. A particle of light which comes from the sun. Its existence, its supreme whole, is in the sun, but it's only a minute particle coming from that. So in the same way, the conditioned soul, or us, the jivatmas, we are part of the supreme, but we are also separate and minute in power when Krishna Bhagavan, he is supreme. The other example is given like a spark inside the fire. There's a great fire, and coming from the fire is one small spark. So the spark is considered to be the conditioned soul, us, the living entities, and the fire is Bhagavan. Our existence, the spark's existence, depends on the existence of the fire. But still it is separate, and in quality it's different, but in quality it's the same, but the quantity is different. So then, so after explaining about the constitutional nature of the soul, then Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to explain.
More explain Bheda Bhed Prakash. What is the Bhed? What is the Bhed?
What is Bhed and what is Abhed?
Difference and non-difference.
The difference.
And this is called Achinta Bheda Bhed. So what is that?
This actually is explaining this is known as Achinta Bheda Bheda Tattva. Or inconceivable oneness and difference from the Supreme. Simultaneously, oneness and difference. Inside the jiva, what is the same? We have the same, you can say, propensity as Bhagavan, as in that we have Swatantrata and Swachamayata. The jiva, or the conditioned soul, has our own individuality and the ability to desire. This is inherent within us, and this is inherent within the Supreme. Also, our existence is dependent on the existence of the Supreme. Like, we manifest it from Krishna, even though we're eternally separate from Krishna. By having a separate existence, then this allows the love and prayer and relationship to be there. So that's why also
Krishna is Vibhu Chaitanya. Jeev is minute. Anuchaitanya.
Jeev controlled by Maya, Krishna controlled by Maya.
Jeev is controlled by Maya and Krishna.
Controller of Maya.
Or of Maya. There are so many differences and so many similarity.
So, Srila Guru clearly explained that the Jeeva is Anu, or very minute and small. While that Bhagavan is Vibhu, or very big and powerful. Also, Bhagavan manifests Maya Lovas, or this material world. The Jiva, the conditioned soul, is controlled by Maya, but Bhagavan is not controlled by Maya. So these are some of the differences. What?
Bhagavan is controller of Maya.
Bhagavan is the controller of Maya. He has the power to control the material energy. Okay, so then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begins to also explain that there are three Shaktis, Chit Shakti, Maya Shakti, and Tathasta Shakti. That there are three energies of the Supreme. Chit Shakti is the eternal potency, or the supreme abode of Bhagavan. This, how I like to see it, is that in the spiritual world, the whole spiritual realms, that are manifest by Krishna, this is the Chit Shakti, or his Antaranga Shakti, his internal potency. Then there is the Bahiranga Shakti, or the external Shakti, Maya Shakti. That's what we see in this world. Everything, the material worlds, whether old age, disease, and death, these material worlds are Krishna's Maya Shakti, or his external potency. And the other Shakti, which is Tathasta, or the Jiva Shakti, is his marginal potency. The marginal potency is us. It has the ability to be either under control and live in the spiritual world, or in the Chit Shakti, or it also has the ability to live in the material worlds, or in Maya Shakti. But Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Aparaya Kastavanyam, Prakritim Dhirmei Param. He says that Jiva Bhuta Mahabharo Jayaram Bhagyate Jagat. Right, cool. So, he says that the Jivatma, the conditioned soul, is of a superior nature to Maya. So then the question comes, why are we suffering in this world? Why are we in this material creation? He says, Krishna Bhuli Seiji Anadi Vahimuk Atta Deva Maya Kaya Dei Samsardu. That Krishna Bhuli Seiji Anadi Vahimuk. That the Jiva, marginal potency, the conditioned soul, that's us. Bhuli Sei, Krishna Bhuli, has forgotten Krishna, has forgotten Bhagavan. Later on, Sanatana Shiksha will explain a lot about Krishna. But he is forgotten. Jiva Goswami explains that this Sanskrit or Bengali word bully is a little bit different than our English word, which means to forget. When we say forget, it generally means I knew something and then I forgot it. But in this case, in the language, forgetting means the absence of ever knowing it. We never had that relationship with Krishna. So in that context, we have forgotten Krishna. So Krishna bully sayi anadi bhagavok. And then the next sentence, anadi bhagavok, anadi. Since time immemorial, since before time existence, outside of material time, bhagavok. Our faces have been turned away from Krishna. Bhagavok, or we haven't been understanding our constitutional position or nature relationship with Krishna. So we're atayeva mayatale desam saduk. Because this is not natural for us, because jiva srupa Krishna nitidas, because our surup, our natural inherent constitutional position is as a servant of Krishna, and because we're not doing that, atayeva mayatale desam saduk. Because we're not doing that, maya is hating us and making us suffer so much in this samsara or this material creation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains sometimes we're born in swarga, like Indra, the king of heaven, enjoying so much. Sometimes we're in the lowest hellish planets, sometimes like a servant. So many different births, 8,400,000 species of life, we're doing halulubu. Halulubu means, like, when there's a king and there's someone who's really bad, they take them, they put them under water, half drown them, they pick them up, they take a gas filter and put them down, up and down, and their life is so much suffering.
Waterboarding.
So, in this world, we're halulubu kache. Means we're sometimes suffering some deep lower species of life, sometimes we're getting some temporary enjoyment, and this is going on. Why is this? Because bhayam vidyam vinivesitasya ishadane tasyari paryosmite artham mayanatmuta avadettam vakaitayesha gurudeva tattva. Bhayam vidyam, we are experiencing fear. So much fear. We're not getting happy. So much fear we have in this world. I don't need to describe that. But bhayam bhityam agni veshitasya. Why? Because we have absorption in dvitya, or something which is secondary. Something which is not real. We are absorbed in maya. We're absorbed in this material world, which is not our constitutional position. And because of this, we are suffering so much and experiencing so much. He said, Ishadate tasari paryos mithe. Saying, what has happened is actually constitutionally, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his God is to be the enjoyer. He says in the spiritual world, has fun and enjoys, that's his God. Our God is to serve Krishna Nityanas, or to be the eternal servant, and facilitate that happiness. But when we come into this world, we get a vipanyo, everything switches around. And we think that now I am supposed to be an enjoyer. And instead of serving Bhagavan, we try to become his competitor. We try to see how this can make me happy, and how everybody can be engaged in my service. We have this purusha abhimana. But those Kamaya Yapa Ruta Avadatam Bhaktaikiyesham Gurudeva Tatma, it says, so what does an intelligent person do? Buddha Avadatam, an intelligent person worships Maya, worships Sri Krishna, and takes shelter of a pure Sadguru, respecting him like his life and soul and his very heart. And by doing this, he is able to transcend over this material world.
Very good.
Honorable announcer, drama. Drama.
Sanatana Goswami and this Mahaprabhu dialogue, in three chapters it has been given. You should hear. Oh, you should hear. He asked, Sanatana Goswami, কেন মারে যার তাপত্র ইহা নাহি জানি কইছে হইতে হয়
সাধ্য সাধন তত্ত্ব
ও ফার্স্ট ইজ দ্যাট হু অ্যাম আই দ্য রিলেশন উইথ কৃষ্ণ এন্ড আদার থিংস দিস ইজ সম্বন্ধ জ্ঞান এন্ড যার তাপে ত্রয় Why? Because we have forgotten Krishna. This is how we can be over come from this or by Sadhu Guru Vaishnava Sadhan Bhajan. Abhidheya Tattva. Kaise hita hai? Oh, this is Priyojan Tattva. Kaise hita hai? By Dasa Satka Vatsalya Bhav and in the end madhureina samapayati also Sanatana Goswami Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finished but it is very very long in very
brief
we have discussed if any time other we will discuss more about Rup Sanatana and the life of Sri Haridas Thakur Oh, very, very excellent. And the Charitra of Raghunath Das Goswami Heart has been told in Chaitanya. We will discuss all these things.
Next time.
Gaur Prama. Now, we are giving rest to Hari Katha today. And tomorrow, what is the program?
10 o'clock. Hare Krishna, I'm prepared for immediate drama.
Ready? Tomorrow.
Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, prepare for drama.